You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
This one makes my skin crawl. More than 100,000 live cockroaches illegal to keep in Australia were confiscated from a single breeder in the country's largest ever seizure of exotic insects. The Hall of Madagascar hissing cockroaches and dubia cockroaches worth $142,000 were seized in May from a commercial breeder in the city of Bathurst in New South Wales. The Madagascar hissing species is one of the world's biggest cockroaches, I'm aware, measuring 3 inches in length.
Oh, God.
Mm-hmm. And they hiss.
Why do you breed these things? To feed exotic reptiles?
No, people actually buy hissing cockroaches as pets.
Mm-hmm.
That's
disgusting.
I've never understood it.
Over at Pet Shop.
Yeah.
Over, where they have the monkey that's gotten real controversial.
Frankie.
Yep, Frankie. So over at Pet Shop, I used to, when the girls were young, instead of driving them all the way out to the zoo, I would take them over to the Pet Shop because they've got a ton of exotic animals, like degus.
Hissing cockroaches?
They have hissing cockroaches.
Do they actually hiss?
Oh, yes. Sam, can you bring
what
up
audio? What does that sound like?
Yeah, sure. Can you bring up audio on YouTube?
It's like barking spiders?
It sounds like...
No, that's what you tell your kids when you pass gas.
Okay, thank you, Sam.
Madagascar hissing cockroaches and dubia cockroaches are illegal to be imported into Australia. They cannot be legally kept, bred, or sold, no matter how they were obtained. Well, then how do you get it in? Don't. Leave it.
Why are you making me watch this video? They haven't even started hissing yet. Ugh.
Well, when did they start hissing? Oh, they're very large. And like people, you can buy them in the United States and people will just let them crawl on their skin.
If I wake up screaming tonight, I am calling you.
I think we're relative. Oh, here we go.
Yeah. That's it.
That is a hissing.
Is that
cockroach.
Like an aggressive? Is that like their aggressive sort of get away from me sound or what?
That was an individual playing with it, and it looked
playing
like it
with
was
a cockroach.
Back.
Disgusting.
Yes. So Scott, when your phone rings at 2:30 in the morning, it's me having a nightmare.
I think we're relatively lucky here in the United States that like the scary looking critters that we have compared to some other places in the world are relatively benign.
Like Australia?
What is Australia has like the funnel web spider? It looks like a creature from the movie Aliens.
We have insanely large cockroaches here. Specifically in
I'll
Waldo.
Take that over some of the other things that exist.
Specifically in Waldo. What did you say the name of the spider was?
Funnel web spider.
Funnel web spider.
This thing catches like large birds.
Nice. Oh my.
Yeah.
Ooh. Oh, and they put when they're threatened, they throw up their front legs.
Oh, nice.
Like this.
My brother, when we were kids, had full-fledged arachnophobia, and which was interesting because he knew everything about every spider. He researched them, but if he actually was in the presence of a spider, he went into full-blown panic attack.
Interesting.
He called that, by the way, the attack position.
The attack position.
We had a spider in my room once as a kid, and the spider put his little front legs up, and he goes, "It's in the attack position."
Australian funnel web spiders are one of the most medically significant groups of spiders in the world.
Medically? What does that mean? They'll kill you?
That's not the way I'm reading it.
Okay.
That would be medically significant. Yes.
They require the most medical treatment.
They don't all have venom, but many of them do. Some are venomless.
Mm-hmm. I still don't want one crawling on my wall in my hotel.
They are attracted to water. Hence often found in swimming pools.
Ew.
And they can survive in water for several hours and can still bite you in the water.
But no, Scott, I don't know what it is about this spring, if it's all the rain or what, but I was walking through Waldo the other day and with one step, I'm about to gross myself out repeating this.
Crunch.
I killed 4 cockroaches.
Oh my God.
One step.
They were outside?
Yeah. Oh, if they were in my house, I wouldn't be here.
I think they normally say if a cockroach is outside, it's a A German wood roach, I think is what they're called.
I don't know.
This is during the day?
Yeah.
Wow, usually they're not out in broad daylight.
And these ones fly, by the way.
Ugh.
Before Sean and I got married, we lived in Lawrence in this apartment at Meadowbrook Apartments. We had a one-bedroom apartment. Have I told you this story before?
Oh, yeah.
This is disgusting. We come home from dinner one night, and I have two fears in life, loose shirt tags and cockroaches. And we come in from dinner one night. We're sitting there watching TV, and I said, I feel like we're being watched. And she goes, what? I said, I feel like something's watching us. And I go to turn on the light to the sliding glass door back patio. We lived on the first floor. And the glass was all but covered in roaches. And I screamed like a little school. I mean, I was,
Things I'd pay to see.
913-586-7798, 586-7798, here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.